How you doing? This is George Becker from Jaded Path. You're listening to Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. Let's crank it up. Rock and roll.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And today, I am super excited for this show, because I have on the line guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter, Mr. George Becker of Jaded Path. George, welcome to the show, man.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, George, I got to tell you, man, for me, brother, this is a complete honor. You and I had done an interview a while back, and we had such a great time. I'm truly humbled, man, that you would give me this opportunity to do this again. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Anytime.
First of all, let's do a little bit of house cleaning. We got some tunes that we're going to play. I want you to go ahead and give the listeners information about where your music can be purchased. Then what we're going to do is we're going to go into some questions and answers, and we're just going to rock and roll. So what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to you.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you can go to jadedpath.com, and all information about the band and live shows and recordings and merch and photos and everything else is right there on jadedpath.com. That's the first thing. Secondly, all of our music is on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, YouTube, iTunes, anywhere across the internet you can purchase or download the songs from the first record, which is just Jaded Path, and then the second record is Believe, and then we do have four singles that are out as of right now since the Believe record, and they are Much Too Young, Mother May I, Move Along, and Mission. That's where you can get them all.
Tell me, what's been going on with yourself? What's been going on with Jaded Path? The floor is yours, man.
Well, you know, for the past couple of months, we've been sitting home.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
But other than that, okay, well, last October, we played down in Miami with Ace Frehley and Sebastian Bach for the Kiss Cruise pre-party. That was phenomenal. We played, we got on stage with Ace Frehley's band, and we did Cold Gin. That was an epic moment. We hung out with Todd Howarth from Frehley's Comet, and we just had a great time. I did an acoustic set, and we did a full-blown Jaded Path set, and that was a highlight of last year. Also, we were supposed to do a European tour with Bonfire in April. That got postponed due to the pandemic. So as of right now, we're just in the studio moving along. I will say that on July 10th, we are doing a Facebook Live stream of a 30-minute set, live set from Jaded Path, and that can be found, like I said, on our Facebook page, Jaded Path, and the information will also be on jadedpath.com, and that's up to date. Boom, that's where we're at.
Killer, man. George, you know, I was actually looking at your biography. You guys have had some member changes throughout the last time we had spoke. Why don't you hit on that, if you don't mind?
Since 2018, our lineup is solidified and the most powerful lineup to date. And those guys are Mr. Pete Fry on lead guitar, Leo Sabatino on bass, and Pete Giordano is on the drums. And I couldn't feel any more confident, any more comfortable with these three guys behind me. This is Jaded Path. And moving forward, there's nothing but perfection on that stage. That's what I have to say about this lineup right now.
That's killer, man. I mean, so what you're saying is that you finally got the chemistry down and we can expect like big things with Jaded Path.
Exactly that. And you can get a sneak preview on July 10th by tuning in at 8 p.m. on Facebook. We're going to do a 30-minute live set from a secret location that I can't tell anybody about. And it'll be great. So that's where you can get a sneak preview of what's going to be happening in 2020, 2021, as far as live shows go. As soon as we get the green light to do live shows, obviously.
Oh, okay. Well, you know? I'll definitely be waiting for that one. Let's go ahead and talk about some tunes. The first track actually one of your singles that I would like to talk about is called Much Too Young. Can you give the listeners some history?
I can. I wrote that song about, the song is actually about issues with addiction and somebody close to my heart affected by that addiction. I don't want to get into too many personal details, but that's what it's about. And it means a lot to me. And it's also a very, very powerful song when we play it live. We played it for the first time at Melodic Rock Fest in 2018. And it's been a staple in our live set ever since. And it's one of the songs that we're pushing very hard on Spotify. So, you know, if anybody wants to check it out, go on Spotify, Jaded Past, Much Too Young. I'm sure you'll agree with me as a powerful song.
Well, I know it's powerful. And here it is, man. Much Too Young with Jaded Past. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Love.
Welcome back. We are with George Becker, vocalist of Jaded Passage. I love that song. And, you know, of course, the songs that we're going to play here, I don't want to sound like a damn robot or anything, but, bro, they really are all great. So if I keep saying it, you know, it is what it is.
Well, damn, keep saying it.
George, let me ask you this. In your opinion,
yes,
what defines a successful record?
In my opinion, is that a successful record is something that withstands time, something that touches somebody, even if it's not the same way that I wrote the song. Everybody takes the song or an album to heart for their own reasons. If I can do that with somebody or a group of people or whatever, that's a successful record. Of course, I'd like to make a lot of money, so everybody buy the record. But my idea of a successful record is have an effect on somebody.
Great answer, man. The next track I'd like to talk about is called Taken. Can you give the listeners some history on that one?
That song was written like back in 2012 for my first record, and then we remastered it again for the Believe record because, again, it's a great rock song. It's just driven. It's not about anything special. It's just about how my perception on how people look when they're in bars and they're in venues and they're just, you know, enjoying themselves. That's about it.
And here it is, Taken with Jaded Past. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Oh,
We are back with George Becker. And George, oh, you know, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next question I have is, what makes Jaded Past Music unique?
Me.
No arrogance there, right? It's all about you, baby.
You know, I got to tell you, unique, I don't know about unique, but sustainable is more of what I say. I don't have a specific genre, even though that most of the songs that I write are melodic and they kind of tend towards the genre of, like, I don't want to use the word hair bands because I don't like that. But, you know, melodic rock and hard rock, radio oriented hard rock, you know, but I do go into, I have country crossover songs that are on out there from Jaded Past. I have ballads. So I don't know. I wouldn't say unique. I would say sustainable. And I think I connect with people. So that's what I think is the best part of it.
Right. You know, you mentioned the word melodic rock. And for fans out there, you know, we understand rock, hard rock, heavy metal. A lot of people don't understand what melodic rock means. Go ahead and tell the fans what melodic rock means.
Well, melodic rock is melody, songs with a hook, songs that are not 10 minutes long, but, like, you know, they have a hook and they're, you tap your feet to them and you sing along with them and, you know, they have a specific melody, you know, like the songs from the 80s or, you know, things like that. That's typically what it is. I mean, you know, I was introduced to the term like 3 years ago. I just considered myself a hard rock band, but, you know, then, like I said, we do ballads, we do country songs, we do really anything that captures blues, you know. So melodic rock is anything but a melody that's heavy.
George.
Yes.
What was that defining moment in your life that made you want to become a musician?
Don Kirshner's rock concert. Seeing Elton John, seeing Kiss, seeing Aerosmith, seeing T-Rex, you know, I'm into all of that. Bowie, like, these are people that I saw on TV growing up and saying to myself, I want to do that. And then as time went on, obviously the feeling that I get when I write, there is no comparison to the feeling I get when I write and I'm impressed with my own songs. And when I'm on that stage, there is no high better than being on that stage. Right. That's where I'm at with that.
I think I get the high doing the interviews, you know. It's you know, talking with great artists like yourself. I couldn't imagine, you know, performing and having X amount of people just screaming or, you know, over what you created. That is that's got to be a very humbling experience, and I'm sure you don't take that lightly at all.
I don't. Humbling is an understatement, to be honest with you. When I am performing with my guys and someone or a group of people are singing those words along with me, that is incredible. I can't even put that into words what that feels like. Or somebody asking me to sign their CD at a festival. The humbling effect is an understatement. So I am beyond humbled. I just love what I do. And I love the fact that people like what I do enough to keep me doing it.
Right. You know, George, I want to share something with you that's, it's not funny, but, it goes right in lines with this. When about 2 years ago, I was approached by a magazine company and they wanted to interview me. And I'm like, you're kidding.
Feels
right?
Good.
You're kidding, right? So it was a, you know, an email interview on a blog, you know, and I have it up on my website through MagCloud magazine. And it's really cool to see, you know, Power Rock Podcast you know, my name up there. It's like, wow. And I'm very proud of it. Like we stated, the key is always to remain humble, to remain polite. You know, when you start getting that egotistical attitude, man,
that also comes with maturity. I mean, you know, right. Like when you're handed that stuff at a young age, you tend to act a little different. Not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but I've learned to come to terms with a lot. And without people liking what you do, you don't get to do it. It's as simple as that. And I love what I do, and I love the fact that people like what I do. I love all the fans, friends, and family because of that.
The next track I'd like to talk about is called Good Bad Innocence. Can you give some history on that one?
I sure can. I wrote that song for the Believe record, and I wrote it because as I was growing up and beginning in the music business, I had a group of friends that I hung out with all the time that in their eyes I could do no wrong, but you know, that's an opinion that they can keep. But we used to hang out, and they used to support my music all the time, and to this day, years have gone by and I'm still friends with them, and it's almost like me paying homage to my childhood friends with that song, and that's what it's about.
And here it is, Good Bad Innocence with Jaded Past. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
Didn't matter what we said or did. Now I care no little.
are back with George Becker. And again, brother, great stuff. You know, I like your music is very, I asked you the question unique, but I like Jaded Past because I believe that you as a, you know, you starting Jaded Past, it was your passion to start Jaded Past. And, you know, you are a very versatile musician. You know, you can, you know, I've watched you on the social networks and stuff. You know, I may not say too much, but I'm, you know, I
Thank you. And you know, I
watch, you know, and I see, like we talked, you know, growth, that progress thing. It's not perfection, it's progress. And, you know, I see that a lot with you. And that's one thing I admire about you, man. And that's the truth. That's not, I'm not sugarcoating. It's just because you're on my show or nothing. I'm being real.
I appreciate that. I try to stay relevant to everything that's going on. You know, I love Nashville, and I love New Jersey. I love country music. I love melodic rock. I love progressive rock. I love everything. You just got to stay relevant to what's out there. And I stay true to the way I feel, because obviously by you saying that, you've seen some of my acoustic shows or that I posted and stuff like that. And I play everything, man. I play a lot of my own versions of cover songs when I play acoustic, and it's everything from Luke Bryan to Elton John to Bon Jovi to whatever, you know, because I just love music. So I try to stay relevant with all of that, you know. So I appreciate the good words, man.
My pleasure, brother. George, has there ever been a point throughout your life that you had lost the interest in playing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
I wouldn't say that I ever lost the passion to play, but I will say that when you're in the music business, and it's a rough business that will chew you up and spit you out, as you probably heard from other artists along the way, that makes you lose interest in the music itself. So what you need to do and what I have done is back off and try to regain the feeling of just playing music. You know, the hell with the money thing, the hell with the fans thing, where, you know, you're trying to, oh, and I don't mean the hell with the fans. I mean the hell with the whole trying to build numbers and trying to earn a living through it and all of that stuff like that. You have to sometimes you have to let things go to gain them back. And the only thing I'm going to say, but in all reality, I never, ever in my life lost the passion to play. I lose the passion to go out, try so hard that it takes away my feelings. You know, it's very much a push-pull thing when you're doing it for a living. So, you know, when you try to pull back a little bit and do it for what you love instead of cookie cutter stuff. And that's why when you say that I do things, I've grown and I do different diversity, it's because of what I love. Otherwise I'd be doing the same song over and over again, because that's really how you make money in the business, by doing whatever they tell you to do.
Just curious though. You know, we've talked about a lot about live performances and stuff. As all of us do, we make mistakes. However, how do you handle a mistake during a live performance? You know, whether it's an acoustical gig, you know, or, you know, you may have choked on a note. What do you do? Do you just, or, you know, how do you deal with that?
Again, it goes back to the previous question. Too tight, I was going to say, tight ass, but when you're too specific on being perfect, you'll probably make more mistakes than not. We're a rock band, and I'm a rock musician, and I'm a performer, so mistakes come, mistakes go, but we have so much fun that I really don't care. I care if it comes across like we're amateur, but by no means does that ever come across. So We just have fun. And you know what? You got to laugh about mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes in life, on jobs, on performances. So what you do is you just laugh it off, and have fun.
Right.
And I do that. I do that acoustic. I do that with Jada Past. I have so much fun with my guys on stage with Jada Past that I couldn't even tell you if we did make a mistake. And I don't care.
Right, right.
It's supposed to be a party, you know.
Next track I want to talk about is called Whiskey Dreams. How about some history on that one?
Everything we just answered comes down to that. Whiskey Dreams is just a song that I wrote just to have a good time at a show. And I will say that we close every live show, every Jada Past show, we close with Whiskey Dreams. And it's a nice sing-along song, and it's a party song. And all it is, the only statement is raise your glass.
Well, let's go ahead and play Whiskey Dreams
all right.
with Jada Past. Cool. Crank it up on Par Rock Podcast.
A fire in your soul, a toast to one and all. Raise your glass and stand tall. City limits all shining bright. Hear the music on the streets tonight.
Mr. George Becker of Jada Past. And George, we yes. are going to get ready and close the show out. I do want to ask you one more question, brother. And the question mm-hmm. is this. What type of legacy, or how do you want to be remembered by your friends, family, or fans when you pass away?
That I'm just somebody that is humbled by the love and affection that people have showed me throughout the years for my music and not judge me by the mistakes that I've made, but by the way I bounce back from my mistakes. That's it, man. Just listen to the music and keep playing it. That's all.
Great answer, George. Let's go ahead. We're going to wrap it up. And, you know, I want to close it up by saying that I sincerely and truly wish you the utmost success, man, in all that you do. And if I can use the word pray, I pray that God just keeps continuing to bless you and the band as a whole. I expect to see big things out of Jaded Past, because Jaded Past has got what it takes to take rock and roll by storm. For me, has been really an honor as a, you know, as the last one that we had done. And brother, I expect to do this again in the future.
Very cool.
You know, so thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right. Thank you, man.
Well, there you have it. An interview with George Becker, vocalist of Jaded Past. I am Jim Madonna, your host of Power Rock Podcast. We are going to play one more tune. This one here is called Mission. Peace.
And for our future and our rights preserved. And for the truth, for the liberty and justice for you and for me. And for the sweet.
Just keep the faith.